سورۃ ابراہیم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الف لام را. کتاب انزلناه الیک لتخرج الناس من الظلمات الى النور باذن ربهم الى صراط العزیز الحمید. اللہ الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد. الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا اولئك في ضلال بعيد.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning this book has come from who? From Allah. This is not the word of man, rather this is the word of Allah. And why is it that this book has been revealed? That you might bring mankind out of darknesses into the light. This Qur'an is meant to enlighten people. It is meant to enlighten our minds. It is the most progressive book because it takes one out of darkness into light. It is the most forward-thinking. By permission of their Lord, to the path of the exalted in might, the praiseworthy. Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And woe to the disbelievers from a severe punishment. The ones who prefer the worldly life over the hereafter. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Those whose priority is this life, not the eternal home of the hereafter. And those who avert people from the way of Allah, seeking to make it seem deviant, those are in extreme error. And we did not send any messenger except speaking in the language of his people to state clearly for them. And Allah sends astray thereby whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And he is the exalted in might, the wise. And we certainly sent Musa with our signs, saying, bring out your people from darknesses into the light and remind them of the days of Allah. Meaning remind people of the major historic events. Why? So that they take lesson from history. Indeed, in that are signs for everyone who is patient and grateful. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. And recall, O children of Israel, when Musa said to his people, remember the favor of Allah upon you, when he saved you from the people of Fir'aun, who were afflicting you with the worst torment, and were slaughtering your newborn sons, and keeping your females alive, and in that was a great trial from your Lord. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ. And remember when your Lord proclaimed, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. If you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will surely increase you. I will surely increase you in favor. Meaning I will give you more than what you already have. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you deny, then إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Indeed my punishment is severe. We see in this ayah that shukr is not just something that we were commanded with, that the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ was instructed with. Rather, the previous nations were also instructed to be grateful to Allah for whatever blessings that He has given them. Because the reality is that no matter where a person is, no matter what situation he is in, no matter what time he is living in, no matter what place on earth, regardless of the circumstances, what is necessary is that we are grateful to Allah. Because in every situation, there is always a reason to be grateful. And what a beautiful promise is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made over here. That if you are grateful, you will get more. And gratitude at what time? Is it just on receiving a blessing? No. Gratitude is meant to be expressed when a person receives a favor from Allah, but also on incurring loss. Also, when a person has suffered something, why gratitude over there? Because nothing happens, there's no gain, no loss, except by the permission of Allah. It was His decision. And if it was His decision, then even though it may seem to be harmful, but in reality there's a lot of hidden good in it. In reality, there's a lot of good that is going to come about from it. Like for example, in Surah Yusuf, we learn about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, how much he suffered through his life. But if he hadn't been thrown into the well, if he hadn't been bought as a slave, if he hadn't been sent to the prison, then how would he go next to the king of Egypt? How would he? So we see that no matter what happens in our life, whether it is good or bad, we must always, always be grateful. In a hadith we learn that when the slave is ill, when the servant of Allah falls ill, then Allah sends to him two angels. And these two angels, Allah says to them that go and look what this man says to his visitors. Meaning those who come to see him, go and see what he says to them. If he praises Allah and exalts Him when they come to Him, then take that up to Allah, the Majestic, and He knows best. So whatever a person says, if he says good words, if he praises and thanks Allah, exalts Allah, then that is the report that is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person says something negative, then that is also what is taken up to Allah. And Allah already knows what His servant has said. But when positive words are taken up to Allah by those angels, that, oh Allah, your slave, she was really sick, she was really unwell, her body was hurting, but still she was saying Alhamdulillah, she was remembering you. So what does Allah say? Allah says, if I make my slave die, I will make him enter Jannah. And if I heal him, I will replace his flesh with better flesh, and his blood with better blood, and I will wipe off his evil actions. This is for what? This is for shukr, even at the time of difficulty. So la in shakartum la azidannakum. This is Allah's promise. If you are grateful, Allah will increase for you your blessings. He will increase what you already have. And وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Ingratitude is something that only makes a person suffer more and more. It doesn't improve his condition. Rather, it takes him towards torture and punishment. So we learn that a person should be grateful in good and bad times. Even in extreme pain, say Alhamdulillah. Even in extreme hunger, say Alhamdulillah. Even when the head is hurting, say Alhamdulillah. Allah likes His servants who are positive, who are thankful. And ultimately, it is the thankful people who are happy. And Musa alayhi salam said, if you should disbelieve, you and whoever is on the earth entirely, then indeed Allah is free of need and praiseworthy. He doesn't need your gratitude. Has there not reached you the news of those before you, the people of Nuh and Ad and Samud and those after them? No one knows them but Allah. Meaning there are so many nations in the past whose names we know about, but there are many more whose names we don't even know about. Neither history nor record of history tells us about them, nor does any research, archaeology, geography, does that tell us about the people who lived in the past. There are many about whom we have discovered, we have learned, but there are so many of them whose not even a single trace remains today. Their messengers brought them clear proofs, but they returned their hands to their mouths in shock and said, indeed, we disbelieve in that with which you have been sent. And indeed we are about that to which you invite us in disquieting doubt. Their messenger said, can there be doubt about Allah, creator of the heavens and the earth? He invites you that He may forgive you of your sins, and He delays your death for a specified term. They said, you are not but men like us, who wish to avert us from what our fathers were worshipping. So bring us a clear authority. Their messenger said to them, we are only men like you, but Allah confers favor upon whom He wills of His servants. It has never been for us to bring you evidence except by permission of Allah, and upon Allah let the believers rely. And why should we not rely upon Allah while He has guided us to our good ways? And we will surely be patient against whatever harm you should cause us. And upon Allah let those who rely indeed rely. And those who disbelieved said to the messengers, we will surely drive you out of our land, or you must return to our religion. So their Lord inspired to them, we will surely destroy the wrong wrongdoers. And we will surely cause you to dwell in the land after them. That is for he who fears my position and fears my threat. And they requested victory from Allah, and disappointed therefore was every obstinate tyrant. Before him is hell, and he will be given a drink of purulent water, the excretions of wounds and burns. He will gulp it, but he will hardly be able to swallow it. This is the punishment in hellfire. He will hardly be able to swallow it. Like when a person is sick and he's trying to drink medication, even that is making him throw up. And death will come to him from everywhere. But he is not to die. And before him is a massive punishment. Meaning from now onwards, the punishment will only increase. The example of those who disbelieve in their Lord is that their deeds are like ashes which the wind blows forcefully on a stormy day. They are unable to keep from what they earned a single thing. That is what is extreme error. Those who disbelieve, their deeds will not make it to the Akhirah. Why? Because they never performed them for the sake of Allah. And so on the Day of Judgment, they will be awarded no merit whatsoever. They will be blown away. Have you not seen that Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth? If He wills, He can do away with you and produce a new creation. And that is not difficult for Allah. And they will come out for judgment before Allah all together. And the weak will say to those who were arrogant, "Indeed, we were your followers. So can you avail us anything against the punishment of Allah?" What do we see over here? That on the Day of Judgment, those who blindly followed others will beg those whom they followed, "Can you please save us? Can you please do something for us?" However, they will say, "If Allah had guided us, we would have guided you. It is all the same for us, whether we show intolerance or are patient. There is for us no place of escape." Meaning now, in the hereafter, there is no point of showing sabr or showing ingratitude or complaining in the punishment. Why? Because it is not going to change anything. It is not going to change the situation even in the least. However, in this life, when a person is patient over the difficulties, then what happens? Is he rewarded? Yes. When a person is patient over the commands that Allah has given him, then is he rewarded? Yes. But what happens to people right now? What happens to many of us right now? We prefer the comforts of today. We don't want to defer gratitude. We want the return for our efforts immediately. This is why we prefer the immediate over the everlasting. We prefer the dunya over the akhirah. However, the ones who live like this, they will live in eternal regret in the hereafter. And shaitan will say, when the matter has been concluded, "Indeed, Allah had promised you the promise of truth. And I also promised you, but I betrayed you." Look at the deception of shaitan. He will say to people on the Day of Judgment, "Allah made you a promise and I also made you a promise. But you know what? I lied to you. I betrayed you. I can't help you today. But I had no authority over you, except that I just invited you and you responded to me. If you followed me, that was your decision. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves." What an enemy shaitan is. What a deceiver he is. That look at how he traps a person right now. He convinces him. Because whenever we are tempted to do something wrong, who is it that is tempting us? It is shaitan. Who is it that is showing its flowery, beautiful side? Shaitan is. Whereas in reality, it is punishment. It is torture. But shaitan makes it appear as something so good, so attractive. And what is it that he's going to say on the Day of Judgment? "I only invited you. It was your decision when you followed me. So don't blame me. I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid." It's as if he's saying, "Stop talking to me and stop blaming me. And don't even call me for help." This is how shaitan will abandon people on the Day of Judgment. "Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah before. Indeed, for the wrongdoers is a painful punishment." وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ And those who believed and did righteous deeds will be admitted to gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding eternally therein by permission of their Lord, and their greeting therein will be salam, peace. In Jannah, there is salam everywhere. So those who wish to go to Jannah, what do they need to do right now? Develop the habit of saying the salam. Never be stingy in greeting and in responding to the greeting. It is not necessary that we stop every other person and shake their hands and then talk to them and then we move on. No. But we can at least say salam in passing, even if it's very quietly. And if somebody has said salam to us, what is the difficulty in responding to this greeting, this beautiful greeting? And he who loves this kalima today, the kalima of salam today, then Allah will keep him safe tomorrow as well. Because salam is what? Peace, that may you be safe. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Have you not considered how Allah presents an example? كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Making a good word like a good tree. Meaning the example of a good word is like that of a good tree. Which tree is this? The date palm tree. And from hadith we learn that the example of the believer is like that of a date palm. The Prophet ﷺ said that مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, the example of the believer is like that of a nakhla, a date palm. You do not take anything from it except that it is beneficial. Meaning, anything you take from a date palm tree, you will find it useful. Whether it is the wood, or it is the fruit, or it is the branches, whatever it is, even the date seed, every part of the date palm, you will find it useful. So if the believer is meant to be like a date palm tree, then what does it mean? That whenever a believer is met with, meaning when a person meets a believer, interacts with them, engages with them, works with them, then what is the only thing that they should receive in return? Benefit. Goodness. Now alhamdulillah, we all consider ourselves to be believers. And here we need to think that when I am interacting with someone, engaging with someone, whether it is on the road, driving next to someone, or it is walking somewhere, or it is meeting somebody, then what do they receive from me? Do they receive goodness, or do they receive things that are a cause of irritation? The believer is always a source of goodness. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is implying over here. That if nothing, at least you will get salam from him or her. Right? Because salam is also a dua. Isn't that so? So when you come across a believer, even though they may be a complete stranger to you, somewhere outside, what is it that you will receive from them? What is it that you should give to them? Salam at least. At least make a dua for them. Because a believer is always helpful, useful, beneficial, productive, contributing. And this should be our goal. That this is how I want to be. I want to help those who are around me. Right, left, front, back, in front of me, behind me, whoever, wherever. And we think generally that helping others, being beneficial to others, is only financially. When we can give them gifts, when we can give them food. No, it's not just financially. There are other ways also, through showing good akhlaq. That when a person is trying to change lanes, and there is enough space behind you and in front of you, then slow down a little bit and let them come. There's no big deal if you get delayed by a second or two. This should be our goal. Helping those who are around us. Benefiting those who are around us. And generally what happens when we're doing something good, we say, oh, I have a reason to be mad right now. I have a reason to be upset right now. Why? Because I'm fasting and I'm hungry. No, a believer is useful even when the climate is harsh. Because you see, a date palm tree, where does it grow? In the deserts, where it's extremely hot. Where there are sandstorms, where the sun is up for so many hours. But still, the date palm tree will provide shade. It will provide fruit. It's evergreen. Evergreen, always, always beneficial. There is not a season except that the date palm tree is bringing good to those who are around it. So what about us as believers? Can we excuse ourselves that today, today I am sick. Even when a believer is sick, he is a source of benefit for others. You see, the Prophet ﷺ, even when he was close to his death, still he was concerned about the welfare of his ummah. He was concerned about the good of his community. And so he made du'as. And he also warned them. He also taught us at his deathbed. And this is the reality of the person who says kalima tayyiba, the good word. Because this iman of the believer, it is rooted in what? Kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah. And la ilaha illallah is no ordinary statement. The Prophet ﷺ said that iman has over 70 branches. over 70 or 60 branches. And the most excellent of it is the declaration that there is no God but Allah. Meaning it is the best aspect of iman to say, La ilaha illallah. It is the best dhikr also. Afdalu dhikr, the best dhikr is to say, La ilaha illallah. And when a person dies, and the last words that he has said before his death are La ilaha illallah, then Jannah is wajib on him. Because the one who believes in La ilaha illallah, what is he doing constantly in his life? He's crossing out his desires, his wishes, all the temptations, every call, he's crossing it out and he's responding to who? Allah. La ilaha illallah. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Meaning the only one that deserves my love, my attention, my obedience, my adoration, my fear, my humility is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the one who lives his life for the sake of Allah. He's doing good for whose sake? Allah's sake. So when a believer is beneficial, productive, why is he like that? Because he's a nobody? No. Because he's living for Allah. He's not expecting reward from people. And this is why the deeds of this person are very firm. They're stable. Not that a person, you know, one day he's very nice and the other day he's very rude. No, he's got consistency in his good deeds. He's got a very firm and strong and a stable personality. Why? Because he's doing what he's doing for whose sake? Allah's sake. And the one who lives for Allah, then he can obey Allah no matter where he is, no matter what state he is in. This is why Allah says, أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The root of this tree is firmly fixed and its branches are high in the sky. Amazing. The root is firmly fixed. The tree is so strong that it's difficult to shake it out. It's even difficult to climb it. And it's resilient to severe weather conditions. And likewise is the believer. He is firm because his actions are rooted in Tawheed. This is why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu reminded the people when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died that whoever used to worship Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now Muhammad has died. But whoever used to worship Allah, then he should know that Allah is ever living, eternal, permanent. Meaning then his worship should continue. So when a person lives for Allah, then his good deeds are seasonal or continuous? Continuous. His good akhlaq, is it dependent on his surroundings or is it continuous? It's continuous. And then we see that the branches are high. The branches of the date palm tree are high. It's a tall tree. Because the believer with his efforts, who is he seeking? He's seeking the one who is above the throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's seeking only Allah. He's not going right or left or down. Where is he going? Reaching up. To Allah. His desire is what? The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His desire, ultimate wish, is to see the face of Allah when Allah is happy with him. And likewise, the tree is tall, the branches are reaching up because the believer, his thoughts are high, vision, goals are all high, elevated. Why? Because he's seeking Allah, not this world. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. This tree, it produces its fruit all the time. Meaning it's productive, benefiting others, sending forth for the hereafter, goodness in all situations. Regardless of how you are to him, the believer will always be good in return. How? By permission of its Lord. Because only he can be consistent in good. Who? The one whom Allah allows. The one whom Allah gives tawfiq to. And who is it that Allah helps? Those who seek the help of Allah. And Allah presents examples for the people that perhaps they will be reminded. They will be reminded and they will adopt such noble character. And the example of a bad word is like a bad tree uprooted from the surface of the earth. Meaning it doesn't have a stable root system. No, it's uprooted from the surface of the earth, not having any stability. So what happens? On the slightest disturbance, it is uprooted. On the slightest difficulty, that person just gives up. On the slightest occasion of somebody bothering them or trying to bother them, what happens? They get extremely bothered. You know, something happens against their wish and they get extremely angry. They get out of control. اجتثت من فوق الارض ما لها من قرار. There is no stability. And what happens? In one place he is one way, and another place he is another way. Allah keeps firm those who believe. Who is it that Allah gives stability to? Those who believe. How does He give them stability? With the firm word in the worldly life and in the hereafter. What is this firm word? La ilaha illallah. Meaning the one who believes that Allah is my God. I have to worship Him alone. I have to fear Him. He is watching me. He is having every deed of mine recorded. And He is going to question me. Then what happens? This person, he develops stability in life. Then his akhlaq is also stable. His good deeds are stable. He's not impatient. He's not out of control. He's not wild, unpredictable. No, he is firm and stable, calm, in the most severe and difficult situations also. Why? Because he believes in La ilaha illallah. So when a person lives like this, in this world, through the trials and storms here, he is stable, then what happens? Allah will also grant him stability, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, in the hereafter. Where? In the grave. That when the angels will come to question, who is your Lord? What was your religion? Who was that man? Then Allah will give this person who believes in La ilaha illallah, Allah will give him sabat over there also. So he will be able to respond correctly. He will pass the test. وَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ الظَّالِمِينَ, and Allah sends astray the wrongdoers. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, and Allah does what He wills. Those who live their life doing zulm, who live their life like useless plants, then what happens? In this life also they have no stability. And in the grave also what will happen? They will fail the test.